911 in plain sight. I was recently lent an interesting DVD titled 911 in plain sight, plain spelt P-L-A-N-E. It's an hour-long documentary made for TV and shown in America not long before the 2004 presidential election. I wonder why. Its central thesis is that all four attacks by civilian aircraft on September the 11th, 2001, were frauds perpetrated by the US government. Before you scoff, let me outline the documentary's case. American Airlines Flight 77, a Boeing 757-200, slammed into the Pentagon. But no one actually saw or filmed the aircraft. No baggage, bodies, or engine parts were recovered. The hole it made in the Pentagon was a lot smaller than the dimensions of the plane. Therefore, it wasn't Flight 77 at all. It was something else. I wrote in more detail about this in my blog last April, which generated some comment. Actually, I have a video clip of an F-4 Phantom, which shows that when a jet plane hits a concrete wall, it utterly disintegrates, as Flight 77 must have done. American Airlines Flight 11 was flown into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, and United Airlines Flight 175 into the South Tower. However, analysis of the video footage shows that there seemed to be, based on a few shadows, a long cylindrical pod fitted beneath Flight 175. And according to just one or two distant eyewitnesses, there were no markings or windows on the aircraft. And according to slow-motion close-ups, a flash emanated from the nose of each plane just before its impact. Therefore, the aircraft apparently weren't Flights 11 and 175 at all. They were something different. We are led to conclude that they were military aircraft, specially kitted out to cause maximum havoc on hitting buildings. Moreover, explosives were said to have been pre-installed in the World Trade Center, which ensured the buildings came down in a controlled vertical fashion at the command of Larry Silverstein, who owned them, thereby earning himself a net $500 million from the insurance. Those Jews. As for United Airlines Flight 93, which crashed in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after Todd Beamer and fellow passengers heroically attacked the hijackers and aborted their intended attack on the White House, the black boxes were never recovered. Therefore, there was something fishy about this flight, too. Assuming the video footage is not faked, which, by the way, some claim it is, Dave Vonkleist, the presenter, is to be commended for presenting pieces of evidence that do raise a number of serious questions that have no glib answers. However, far from seeking rational explanations, he immediately goes off the tracks in making a giant leap to conspiracy. That is his only attempt to explain the anomalies. The US Air Force must have sent its own planes to crash into key buildings. In collusion with Mr. Silverstein, clearly part of the Jewish cabal trying to control the world, US Secret Services set demolition explosives in the World Trade Center to help things along. They removed evidence and suppressed video of all the crashes to hide the truth. By implication, the CIA, FBI, USAF, or whatever, are so internally disciplined that not a word of the plot has leaked out to this day, despite the dozens, if not hundreds, of operatives that must have been involved to ensure such a complex, wide-ranging operation ran so smoothly into plan. Makes you wonder how they ever allowed those Abu Ghraib photos to slip past their iron security. Substituting three flights with other aircraft is one thing, but Mr. Vonkleist spares not a word about the original flights 11, 175, and 77, with all passengers and crews lost. Their fate clearly does not interest him. They just disappeared. Perhaps they were flown to a secret airbase where the CIA gassed everyone on board and quietly incinerated the bodies, baggage, and planes. And once again, not a hint of this has leaked out. You've got to admire the CIA's impregnable omerta. Pity they couldn't extend that to their infamous rendition flights. Then there's Lucius Cassius Longinus's famous question, qui bono, who benefits? Well, I suppose it is those born-again, amoral, ruthless, neocon, Zionist, bloodthirsty warmongers, Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Wolfowitz, who needed an excuse because God told them to ignite a new killing crusade against Muslims. And what better way to do God's will than by murdering some 3,000 of your own innocent, God-fearing citizens within a few months of taking office, having been elected by those citizens? There are two types of courts of law where prosecutors and defenders make their case to juries. In a criminal court, the prosecutor must prove his case beyond reasonable doubt. Defense counsel merely has to pick holes in the arguments to get his client off. I think I've shown that's easy to do in the 9/11 in Plain Sight documentary. In a civil court, the prosecutor's job is easier because he only has to prove his case on the balance of probabilities. But there again, the conspiracy theory doesn't stand up, notwithstanding certain pieces of evidence which are admittedly hard to explain. What is more probable? That the US government, under a newly elected president, planned and mounted a massive, complex military operation of quite unprecedented depravity, savagery, immorality, and treason against itself and its people? Or that the attacks were perpetrated by Islamicist terrorists who had trained for the mission, were seen boarding on CCTV, whose names were on the manifest, and whose actions were confirmed contemporaneously in numerous telephone calls by passengers to loved ones? Yes, the documentary raises interesting and in some cases troubling questions. But if you want to be convinced that there was not a conspiracy, watch it and follow the so-called logical trail it tries to lead you along by the nose.